You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show. Spring's going to be here sometime soon. Not at the moment, though, unfortunately. And this week, I'm not going to start with any song in relation to the theme. I'm going to start with a song that my son absolutely adores at the moment, which is quite handy because it's by a Britpop artist. This Cooler Shaker, this is Waves. Way to start the show, Cooler Shaker bringing out an album that Gallagher and Squire wish they had, full of bangers. Their most recent album's a bit rubbish, isn't it? But Cooler Shaker are on it and they're touring, so get out there and get some tickets. So we've got two themes today. The first one is International Women's Day for the ladies. And if you can say that in any creepier way than me, let me know. And if we're going to do the ladies, we've got to start with this one, Echo Belly.
We'll be right back.
Bit of Echo Belly, because we're doing it for the ladies tonight in celebration of International Women's Day. And while we're doing it, why not open the usual debate, Sonia or Louise? Bit of Echo Belly, followed by a bit of Sleeper. And Echo Belly are on tour in May. They're doing 15th of May, they're doing Kidderminster 45 Live. Then they go Manchester, Newcastle, Lincoln, Leeds, Bristol, Southend, Norwich, Portsmouth, and finishing on the 31st of May in London, Lafayette. And fans of Echo Belly, Debbie Smith from Echo Belly, from the original lineup, she has a new band. They are called We Are Sleep. No, Where We Sleep, sorry. We Are Sleep would be a good name, though. Where We Sleep. And they've only got 19 fans. They've just opened on Twitter. They've only got 19 fans. So at Where We Sleep, go and follow them, because I feel like they need a few more supporters. Now, I promised you two themes. The first theme is International Women's Day, and the second theme is it's 25 years since the second album from the Stereophonics was released.
Hits from the 1990s.
Comes and
The evergreen Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics. Kelly Jones looks so young. I think if he went into his attic, you'd find this really ugly old picture. Bit of a literary reference there. No doubt you've all got it. So that's Bartender and the Thief. 9th of November 1998 that was released, and it's off their second album, Performance and Cocktails, which was released on the 8th of March 1999, which by my calculations is round about 25 years ago. Right, back to the women, and I'm not just picking the fit ones. This is the Cardigans. Rise and shine, my sister. Now, how more motivational a speech can you get in honour of International Women's Day than that? By the Cardigans. Now, International Women's Day, I always find, is a little bit... It's a bit like the professional equivalent, I think, of Valentine's Day, where you're told, right, today's the day above all other days we have to celebrate women, or, you know, just do something special for a woman. It's the same as Valentine's Day, and I don't know about you, but us, like, in the same way as I find Valentine's Day a bit, I don't know, in the same way I find it like forced fun, you must have fun on this day, I find it a little bit like that for Valentine's Day and International Women's Day. You must celebrate the women in your life on this day. I don't want to do it that day. I want to do it when I choose. That's just the way I roll, I guess. Right, we're struggling a little bit on all female singers, so we're going to have to go with Tijuana Lady by Gomez. Thank you.
Tijuana, lady, where did you go? Yeah, hello. Chasing you around, old Mexico. Yeah, gonna find my way back to San Diego. Baby, where'd you thank you.
Tijuana Lady, for all you ladies out there. I told you I said it in a creepy way. I heard a message. I do love a message live on the show. It's from Dave, and he says, I know it doesn't really fit the theme today, but a couple of great albums were released on the 9th of March, 1992. Just trying to work out, that's like, what, 27? Yeah, I don't, 20, I can't remember. 30, no, 32 years, 32. So it's Going Blank Again, which ironically is what I just did, by Ride, and Doppelganger by Curve. He says, perhaps you could play Horrorhead by Curve. Of course I can, my friend. Of course, Dave's not the only one who's messaging the show. We've had a message in from Mark, and he said, on theme one, the ladies, you've beat me to the Cardigans, but I think it would have to be Garbage if allowed. Of course it's allowed, Mark.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Find The DJ is mixing it up.
No point telling you that's Elastica, you already know that. Now stay tuned for the third of five singles released from Performance and Cocktails. Do you know what it is? You'll find out shortly. But in the meantime, before that, the Stone Roses were going a bit overboard on International Women's Day when they started calling them the Messiah.
Sister. She Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen.
I don't know about you, but he definitely wasn't talking about either of my sisters. Right, I promised to play you the third single off the second album of the Stereophonics. Are you following? So the first one was Bartender and Thief. The second one was Just Looking. The fourth one was I Wouldn't Believe Your Radio. The fifth one was Hurry Up and Wait. And this was the third one.
Yeah.
apparently, and I say apparently because this is something I've sort of remembered, they wrote that about a trip to New York City because they said, oh, it's like in the films or movies, you would say, in New York City, wouldn't you, Davo? So they went there and they went to New York City and they said, well, we've never been here before, but this looks exactly like in the films and therefore it feels like it's all familiar. So that's why they're saying pick a part that's new. They were saying, look, there was even steam coming from the subway and metro and things like that. So they were saying that's why pick a part that's new. They got a single out of it. So it's worth going. And the front cover, go and pull out your CD or your vinyl. And there's some dude on it kissing some woman who is super not interested. And I learned today maybe it's because she got paid £75 for it. Imagine you being on all the front cover of all those albums and only getting paid £75 for it. I suppose it was the late 90s, so probably worth it. Right, we're moving straight on. This one is International Women's Day. This is Lush.
The next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. And he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years bad luck.
I wanna tell him.
When you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like
super sexy mister, call it what you will.
You would think you're such a lady killer.
I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror.
Hey girls, you're such a lady killer. But we know where it's coming from.
We all know the score. Mickey Berenyi from Lush. I've probably said that wrong. She's doing something on the 15th of March, which by my reckoning is this week. A Slice of Vinyl presents an evening and book signing with Mickey Berenyi at Key West Studios, St John's Church, Gosport. Doors at 7 p.m. Tickets available online at asliceofvinyl.co.uk, 15th of March. That's this week. And if you go, tell her that the Britpop show sent you. And while you're putting that in the diaries, I'm going to play something from the Wanna Dies.
Hits from the 1990s.
Thank you.
magazines about the screen. I know what you mean. Now you know how it feels. Know how it feels. How does it feel? Now you know how it feels. Know how it feels. How does it feel? So you think you're someone special, very glamorous.
Thinking about it, I should have played Being a Girl by Manson. Bit late now. I'm going to play a band. It's the last song of the show. I'm going to play a band by an band that are super hot at the moment. So they are going on tour, the Other Side tour 2024 in the summer. So Friday the 5th of July, they're playing the Harbour Inn in Solva. That's West Wales. Then they're doing Sin City, Swansea, the Water Rats, London, and then the Jericho Tavern in Oxford with The Kind, Hare and Hounds, Birmingham, Louisiana, Bristol, Finns, Weymouth, Quicksilver in Yeovil. That's already sold out. So get your tickets, people, because these tickets are selling fast. And then Exeter Cavern in Exeter on Saturday, the 20th of July. If I'm going to play a song by Electricity for International Women's Day, it has to be Marie Marie. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Marie, Marie, can I move a little closer? Marie, Marie. At the top of the hour, it's